station. I've never had a car as bad as this one when it comes to frosty windows. I don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Frosty windows. A poem by N8NM. Good morning, Steve.
Well, since Walt's no longer around, I'll pick it up. Jin Dobre. Yak Shamash. How you doing?
Well, I'm making the commute on my way to work. Yet another day, another week coming to a close. Oh, man. I was debating whether to go in today, but then someone pointed out it's going to be, well, you know that. We talked about it, the hooky thing. I may play hooky and go meet up with Don. But I don't know, jury's still out on that. It depends on what I've got waiting for me when we get there.
I used to dread the ride in, even though it was only like a mile. But it's amazing how much fresh hell you can dread in a mile.
Yeah, mine's a little bit more, obviously. But, plenty of dread. Ah! So I'm northbound on the Quinner. You probably heard by now about the active shooter yesterday. Good thing, sometimes I'll go all the way up to Quinner, right past Troy Beaumont, to M59, shoot that across. Boy, good thing I didn't do that yesterday. They had that all shut down.
Yeah, that's what I heard, and, excuse me, the N8NM. This morning they were saying that it was like a, I don't know, how do they say it? The subject was known to the attacker or something like that. It was an active shooter, but there wasn't really a risk to the public like there would be with a random active shooter. I need more coffee. I'll be back, N8NM.
Sorry, I need coffee too. W8FU.
Oh, this is way better.
Well, I'm going to take the northern route this time, so that way I can buy coffee closer to work. Well, actually, I can buy coffee closer to work either way, but the Starbucks they put in by my office on Grosbeck is a real pain in the ass to get in and out of. I don't know why they pick some of these locations. And then all the ones on Hall Road, there's two of them on Hall Road, they're both on the north side. Like, could you put one on the south side, for God's sakes?
You know, I've noticed that going across there for 3 years it's been that way. There used to be like two Big B's and Starbucks, and they were all on the north side, and I thought maybe it was like the dispensary thing where you can buy dope in Utica, but not Sterling Heights.
It could be. Sterling's got some draconian regulations. I know I've heard guys talk about their antennas and towers. Towers are verboten, but I guess according to ordinance, you can't even put a antenna on a mast on your chimney. I don't know how they can get away with that. You own the property in the house.
If it's that restrictive, it's just because nobody's challenged it yet. They can't deny you the ability to receive over-the-air signals. It's, I forget the chapter and verse. It's been too long. But yeah, I was surprised. They do a thing, you know, every year, you know, twice a year maybe, I don't know. But they'll, the management of the park will come and they'll walk around and make sure you don't have a bunch of crap piled up around your house. And they write you a little report card. And I not only got good grades in spite of all my antennas, but she actually came up and said, your house looks really nice, which I've never in my life had anybody tell me that before.
Well, clearly you must be talking about the place down there, because I don't think they're sending out an attaboy patrol in Waterford. But, yeah, you guys have a restrictive owners association, which, see, I get that. I still find some of them draconian and unenforceable, but all bets are off when you're in a homeowners association. But Sterling Heights cannot be, the entire city can't be a homeowners association, but that's the way they treat it. Crazy. We get the people in Warren to drive around. They don't generally give out attaboys.
Yeah, that's like Waterford too. And same here. This is just a formality they do, but in reality if you let things go too long, especially if somebody complains, they're gonna cite you, which isn't really a cite, it's just a little thing telling you, hey, clean your crap up, you know. You're making the rest of the trailers look bad, which really should hurt somebody's feelings.
Well, I've always lived by the creed, why keep up with the Joneses when you can drag them down to your level?
You know, I always was like that too, and I think Pam changed me. I don't like to admit that. It's cold here this morning. It's like in the 40s.
Well, according to Mr. Thermal Bob, it is 27 here, so no matter how cold it is down there, hold my beer.
I'm trying to remember now, you guys either beat us or tied us a couple of days ago when you were up in the 70s, and I think a front moved through, and like it moved through your part first, and you got warm, and then it took a while for us to get warm or something like that. But anyhow, yeah, you were neck and neck at least with us. For your little heat wave there. Let's see, I just brought up my thing here. 49 and clear right now. High today, 71, low 43. Ooh, another chilly night. I don't know why this KH6 can't come up on 80 when it's sunny out.
Well, we're supposed to get into the 50s today. I heard 55 or 56 or something like that. But it's 27, 28 right now. So pretty chilly. And yeah, we were day before yesterday. I think he hit 73. It was up there. It was 70 for sure. And, I thought my car here said 73 when I was on my way home from work. That was pretty unseasonable for March. But, hey, we're almost through it, you know. Then April is generally not bad at all. I got to get some tree work ordered up real fast here before things start leaving up. It'd be a hell of a lot easier to deal with it before the leaves hit. So I should probably make some phone calls today.
I'll see if Pam's got the number of the guy we used. He was downright cheap, because if it's a situation like mine was, where he didn't really have to maneuver any branches around any structures or other trees or something like that. In other words, if he can kind of fell it and buck it up in place, it was unbelievably cheap.
Unfortunately, I got one tree that's going to be bare. It's going to require some manhandling or some machinery to got a huge lumbering limb that just kind of like, it's just waiting to break and fall on my neighbor's garage. So I got to get that one. That one's going to be, they're going to have to be a little judicious taking that one down.
That's where it gets labor intensive.
At one point I thought about just having somebody come in and dealing with that one, you know, just the parts that lean that way, because the rest can all drop freely. The stuff that leans in the, you know, toward my yard, that can just drop freely and get chunked up on the ground. How I could even do it. I won't, but I could. But, it's really, when the stuff's all on the ground, getting it cleaned up and go away, make it go away, that's the hard part. The chainsaw part's fun. I've got plenty of chainsaws and got no problem chunking something up once it hits the ground, but yeah. Make it go away, that's the hard part.
Yeah, I still have to do that partial amputation on the oak tree back by the tower, but I don't want to kill the tree, so I got to do it while it's dormant, and it just hasn't worked out the last 3 years for me, so maybe this year.
Well, I don't know. When are you coming back? Because you have to get on that pretty quick, no?
I think it's too late. I think I got to wait till the fall. Coming back, oh, what day? Let's see. I think we're leaving the 5th. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, you're both coming back? I thought you were just coming back for, like, doctor's appointments or something. But you guys are sealing it up and coming back on the 5th?
Yeah, we're just going to call it a couple weeks early because it's, you know, if I go back, yeah, I'm going to be up there for a week, come back down. There, you know, there's $500 out the window pretty much. And then, you know, we'd end up coming back by the end of the month anyway, so we'll just leave a little early. And we're going to shoot for coming down, like, October, as soon as the hurricane season's over and stuff next year come down. And I want to do some work down here, basically back in the shack. So it's purely selfish, and I want to do it.
We'll file that under you have the motivation. There you go. Yeah, so I gotta clean up the upstairs of my place. I've got motivation to do that. Maybe turning it into a listening room. I was up there yesterday looking at the mess. Not horrible, but still, it's like, oh. The only good thing these days is between all the chewy boxes, you know, there's always lots of boxes to box things up.
N8NM, no kidding. You know, I need to get a bigger recycling can at both houses or another one because that thing fills up quicker than our main garbage. Seen any Pacific this morning? Darn it.
Not seeing what?
Oh, I was looking for a KH6. That's one of my last ones I need on 80 down here. And they've been active about this. Right as the sun's coming up, there's usually a little burst where you start hearing, like, VKs, ZLs, KHs, and, you know, that part of the world. But nothing so much this morning. Really, the only DX I'm seeing at all, there's a 6x5 on vacation down in Jamaica. And that's it.
Oh, you said Pacific. That's the word I didn't understand. Okay, gotcha.
Specifically.
You've got to be more Pacific. trying to find my Starbucks here on 59. I know there's one right here by Heidenreich. Is this it coming up? Yes, there it is. So, what time is it? Oh, yeah. Should have time to get in there and get my num-num. Oh, boy. Can't tell how long the line is, but it doesn't look good.
Oh, isn't that the worst feeling when you pull up and there's a long line and it's like, oh, God damn it.
So last night we were chatting on P25 and there's some new products out that hope it'll make it easy. There's a group down your way that does it, but this new group is going to put in stuff. I know there's a big network down there near you that, Fields put in. I don't know what its status is post P25NX, but I wonder if you guys can, if you can reach any P25 repeaters on that UHF network down there from where you're at.
I can look around and see if I can hear them. Chances are, if they're anywhere around Tampa, I can probably get into them. And digital in general is, I mean, there's more of that than analog down here. I don't know if that's the case up there. It might be the same way up there, and I just never tuned around enough to notice. I don't know, but everything seems digital down here except for, like, the local Lakeland repeater, and I think that's one of them ones that goes back and forth automatically.
California. Get up in the morning, I'm like, ugh, 55 degrees. I'm cold. Yeah, wah. Good morning, Steve. This is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike. Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar.
Alex Johnson, I'm down here. I'm at the south end of Lakeland in Florida, if you are familiar with it at all. And my shack is outdoors here in Illinois, and I came out here about an hour ago to chase a KH6 on 80 meters, and it was like 40-some degrees. And so I'm sitting back here with my little space heater on complaining. And now I'm going to run in and get a coffee real quick, so I'll toss it back to Sean, and by the time it comes back to me, I should be back. Okie doke. Well, I just got my coffee, so ready to go. But, yep, and it's funny how it is cold when it gets down there in the, 40s and 50s, whereas, up here we'd be running around like idiots, Although we had that 70-degree day the other day, which kind of threw everything in a whack. So I don't know where I am. I'm still feeling pretty cold at 28 here, which a couple of months ago, 28 would have felt good, like a reprieve. So weird. We've talked about that 100 times. Anywho, I debated not going in today, but I figured it was going to be a stinker. Somebody pointed out, don't take a day off when it's going to be cold. Save it. That's a good point. Anyhow, that's all I got, Tom. I got nothing else really exciting here, except for just finishing the grind, drive.
I got a 2-hour and 45-minute drive to Muskegon. Go take care of a communication issue with one of my controllers. So that's my day. And now you're talking about that mess that I had that Wally talked about last night in a certain location with construction equipment.
I'm not sure I follow. My location? That's where I'm heading. Of course, that's where I spend every day now. It's a big hole in the ground, which will be a central intake soon. Yay! Don't call it a jail.
No, I thought there was some. They're doing some construction on 94, and it was by one of the sites, and they were putting stuff up to close to the fence line. That's what I thought he was talking about last night. I could have misconstrued. You know me, I'm half deaf. Oh, you going to be at the festivities tomorrow morning?
Well, I plan on going to breakfast, so I will be at that festivities. Other than that, I don't have any specific plans. Is that what you speak of? I will be there.
Okay, because I'm going to meet up with Wally at his shop, because we tried loading the software on one of my laptops, and it's a Windows 7, and it goes, nope, can't do it. So I'm bringing a Windows 10 machine for him to do that, do the update to my XDR. So meeting up at the shop, and then we're going to toodle our way out to breakfast with the gang.
Okay, oh, they're pouring footing. Hey, they're starting to make progress. Yeah, I'll be there, probably quarter after 8 or so, somewhere in that pre-8:30 winder. But I am in the driveway here, so my parking spot is straight ahead.
From the hole. OSHA doesn't like that. Have a good morning. Talk to you on the flip. KCAKJO.
I'll catch both of you guys later. I'm going to go for a little walk. N8NM. Have a good day. All right, Steve. Just throwing the rope out and tying off. Got to get inside. Catch you later, W8FU. Good morning, Jack. WSQ 922.
Hey, I'm talking to Jack and saying good morning. Probably best to keep it over on GMRS when you throw your GMRS call. WATMN.
W-8-E-A-B. K-E-A-T-F-M. W-8-E-A-B. K-E-A-T-F-M. W-8-E-A-B. KPP mobile. About 4 minutes worth of it. W8BIJ.
What's for lunch?
W8RJD Mobile.
TOTDIS Node 3249475 connected to UHF High. TOTDIS Node 3249475 connected to UHF Hub. TOTDIS Node 3249475 connected to UHF Hub. TOTDIS
KPP. NAPD up.
KPP. NANM. KPP. N8KPP mobile. KPP.
KF8A, testing on analog, Warner.
Hey, go ahead, NAKPP.
All right, I'm expecting to be very staticky. How does it sound, KF8A?
Okay, I'm going to drop to Richmond because that's where I usually go. Okay, yeah, go ahead and try again, Dave.
KF8F, testing light gain at -2.
Yeah, you're right. I'll see there you sound a tad weak. Maybe there you might want to go to 0 or back up to 1. Too bad there's not some instruments that we can use to calibrate all this stuff.
It could also be my distance, so now I'm at +4, because I used to have this thing at +5. How does it sound now, KF8A?
Okay, it didn't make any difference. Maybe you should, I'm wondering if that mic gain is just digital only, but I can't see any difference, but. Oh, Sean, where are you? We need your discriminating ear. Well, the thing is, is there a lot of snow on my signal?
Yeah, there's some snow, but you know what? We could carry on a QSL with absolutely no problem, so the radio is doing pretty good.
Just for fun, I'm on the UMP now.
Okay, yeah, you're cleaner there. Definitely cleaner there. Are you at 23 in Romeo Plank, basically?
Like 23 in North Avenue.
Just for giggles, try Richmond. Sure what that was, but that was terrible.
Yeah, I imagine UMP is going to be my best.
Okay, now the audio sounds perfect right there. As perfect as my sissy ears can tell.
Yeah, I'll play with the parrot. I can always play with the parrot and adjust my levels. I might just have to have a different level. Might just have to have a different level on DMR versus analog. So that's fine.
Okay. Let me see if I get a simplex channel in this radio just a second. I do not. Go ahead and play with the parrot, see what the parrot does.
Yeah, I listen to myself on and it seems to be fine.
Okay, go back to 5-1 then. Just a second.
I think next I'm going to try to get the GPIS monitors working for Missouri again. They wrote me back, they said there's nothing blocking, but they said they could check some boxes on their console, so I'm going to try that. So. I don't know if you're still connected up to
Thank you.